Joining us now, senior producer Steve Proffitt, who is also letters editor at Day to Day, and he's got some emails from listeners.
Hi, Alex. Lots of letters about two interviews you did last week. The first was with this man, Peter Siddons.
The bridge started to roll and buck, and I could feel my car in the back just lift up. And I knew at that time that the bridge is collapsing.
Peter Siddons was on that Minneapolis bridge that fell last week. He told the story of his escape from the rubble and the emotional fallout from the event on our program last Thursday.
I was incredibly moved by this story, writes Liza Douglas of Los Angeles.
And she goes on, I really felt like I was there. My thoughts and prayers are with the other victims.
It was the most moving interview I've heard in a long time, writes Laura McCoy, also from L.A. And Alex, she thanks you for not sensationalizing any part of the ordeal and just letting Mr. Siddons speak.
Well, thank you for all those kind words.
Now to the other interview that captured the ears and the imaginations of many listeners. This one was with the writer Robert Olin Butler about an unusual, to say the least, email that he sent to some of his colleagues.
The gist of it, Elizabeth is leaving me for Ted Turner.
Elizabeth being his wife, Elizabeth Dewberry, also a novelist.
And Ted Turner being the billionaire broadcaster. Mr. Butler's email referred to the abuse that she suffered as a child and in her first marriage before she met Mr. Butler.
The email, which ended up on the website Gawker, described Ted Turner as non-monogamous.
And it revealed the personal breakdown in the marriage, all very personal stuff.
In the interview, Robert Olin Butler tried to explain why he'd offered all that detail.
Look, we're both novelists. We're both artists. The impulse to tell the truth about life and the human condition is deeply ingrained in artists.
What an extraordinary story to find on NPR, writes Harriet Dunn of Visalia, California.
And she goes on, not that I have not rather shamefacedly enjoyed it, but I am surprised it survived the cut.
And Mark Novak of Fort Worth, Texas, thinks we missed an opportunity to play this song after the interview. Those are the opening strains of Brian Wilson's God Only Knows,
which is the theme song to the HBO series about polygamy, Big Love.
And you know, Alex, we feel big love when you write us, and it's simple and it's easy.
Just go to our website, npr.org, click on the Contact Us link.
It's at the top of every page.
Day-to-Day letters editor Steve Proffitt, thank you again.
You're welcome, Alex. God only knows what I'd be.